Blog Talk Radio.
It's time today to get a report from our pastor one more time in 2017, so stay tuned to hear the latest from Pastor Rock right here on Ministry Beat.
This is the ACAC Radio Network, and welcome to Ministry Beat, a show designed to highlight the latest happenings at Allegheny Center Alliance Church, a vibrant urban congregation located in the heart of Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. This program will focus on the latest emphasis at ACAC known as Expanded Influence, especially the three C's of communication, campus expansion, and church planting. And now, here is your host, John Stanko.
Well, hello out there in Internet Radio Land. This is John Stanko, your host for Ministry Beat. This will be the final broadcast, probably. We may do another one between Christmas and New Year's as we attempt to keep you updated on the latest that is happening in year-end giving so that you can be fully informed and that will guide your giving decisions. But I am off to Haiti next week, and so I thought we would take one last time, a few moments, to broadcast and to hear from our pastor, Pastor Rock. Of course, you are aware that this weekend is quite a special weekend at ACAC as we have the special Christmas holiday presentation in all services. And I understand, I don't know about this week, but I know last week the choir was practicing every night. So we know it's going to be something good and something special. And of course, this year with Christmas falling on a Monday and Christmas Eve on a Sunday, we're not going to have our normal special services on Christmas Eve. They'll just be part of our regular Sunday agenda. But anyway, enough of that. Let's bring Pastor Rock on and hear from him one last time in this year. Pastor Rock, welcome to Ministry B.
Well, thank you. I don't know what to think of that. Hear from him one last time. I'm going to be careful. I don't step out into traffic today.
Or what's your eat a bad taco or
the bad burrito.
Bad burrito. That's right.
Yeah.
That's the final show of the year. So what better way to bring it to a close than to hear from our pastor? What are your plans for Christmas? You staying around town?
Oh, yeah, we always do. We normally are the landing site for our family, but mm-hmm. My son and his wife invite us to their place, but they did that for Thanksgiving, so Karen, I think, insisted that everybody come to our place. So we'll be doing what we usually do, and that is hosting our kids and grandkids and a few friends that don't have family, and just having over at our place for the day.
Yeah. Now, this weekend, we were just talking about the special program. Are you still preaching this weekend? Is it an abbreviated message? What can we look forward to this weekend?
Yeah, it's an abbreviated message because, obviously, we want to give additional time for choral numbers, musical numbers, small vocal ensembles, some media presentations. So I told them, just give me 15 minutes. And so I've got 15 minutes about in the middle or near the end of the total program, but there'll be much more time given to celebrating Christ's birth as the way the original birth was celebrated, with choirs and with singing and rejoicing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, lots of music, yeah. So coming up on year end, any thoughts on the year end giving? Do you see that progressing as it usually does? Any words there? Any admonition to the people who may be listening?
Well, we're past the halfway mark of our total goal for year end plus, with three weekends remaining. Now our giving isn't limited to weekends. Those who give online can do it at any point, but still the bulk of the gifts come in on the weekends when we're assembled for worship. So we have three weekends left, and if those weekends are similar to last weekend, should be right where we need to be, and that's what we're trusting mm-hmm. God for. So my only encouragement would be to do something extra and do your very best mm-hmm. and don't be afraid of what God lays on your heart. And I like mm-hmm. to remind our folks that they shouldn't feel that they don't really have much to offer or that they can't do much towards meeting the goal because of their financial mm-hmm. situation. I firmly believe that if somebody of limited economic means, somebody on a fixed income, retired person, mm-hmm. somebody whose job doesn't compensate them well, if those folks honor God at whatever level they are mm-hmm. capable of doing so, I believe God honors their generosity, their faith, and their obedience, and that extrapolates into a much greater ripple effect than the dollar amount alone would generate. And I always have liked, in regards to giving, the little expression, many tiny snowflakes make an avalanche. Mm-hmm. And if everybody just obeys God at the level that they can, with the resources they have, God will honor the faith, and I think as he honors the faith, we'll see every need met, as we have every single year for my 34 years, and obviously the church is now over 1.25 centuries old, so God obviously has a long track record of being faithful to it.
Yeah, I heard somebody say one time, God has a perfect record, and he's not going to ruin it on me or you. He's going to maintain his record. And one other thing,
we're not
going to
be the first blemish on his resume.
That's right. We're not worth it.
Yeah.
And somebody else said, God doesn't bless you or honor what you gave, but what you have left after you gave. And so Jesus and Luke honored the woman who gave all that she had, even though it was two mites. And so,
right.
Yeah, everybody just has to do what God directs them to do. He's a good orchestra director. We just have to play our instrument. You mentioned last Sunday about some time of prayer and fasting in January.
Right.
Want to go back over that again? What are we looking for? What are you asking folks to consider doing as we enter into the new year?
Well, we're asking folks to fast twice a week for the month of January. And we'll be unpacking that as we approach January. But we're just asking people to fast at whatever level they feel comfortable, meaning if somebody is accustomed to fasting, then they may very well choose to do a total fast 2 days a week. But as I shared from the pulpit last weekend, if you're new to fasting and you try to do an entire day fast, you're probably not going to pull it off. And then you're going to feel bad and discouraged, and it'll make it difficult for you then to fast again or to grow in that discipline. So if you're new to that discipline, that spiritual discipline, I suggest that just pick one meal 2 days of the week and use the time you would normally spend consuming, preparing that meal, and use that time to seek God for the wisdom that we need and the discernment we need as we, as a congregation, engage the next steps he's ordering for us. So it's twice a week for the month of January at the level that you feel you're comfortable with, and maybe allowing for God to stretch you a little bit. And we're encouraging a fasting from food. But we've pointed out, if you want to add another kind of fast to fasting mm-hmm. from food, people should feel free to do so. And somebody might say, what else would you fast from? Some people fast from the use of media and the use of technology, social media, and so on, as just a further way of sort of clearing their mind and their soul to hear from God, removing the clutter. Others may fast from certain kinds of activities that are normally a part of their life. There are a lot of different ways, but when Scripture talks about fasting, the elemental or basic fast is refraining from food.
Any specific prayer requests? Obviously, we're entering into what we believe to be the home stretch for some of our expanded influence, 3C's emphasis, but can you be more specific about what you'd like people to be seeking the Lord for or about?
Sure. We're coming down the home stretch in terms of our campus redesign. After months of praying and meeting and seeking and discussing, we feel we've arrived at an overall cost that will be appropriate to who we are as a congregation, that'll call for faith, but that doesn't represent foolishness or presumption. And with that, our designers now have a clear framework within which they're doing their work. We've had a lot of meetings with the staff and volunteers who will be using the spaces. And so the design, a workable design that will position ACAC for decades of effective ministry in the future, that's really coming into sharper focus literally day by day. And so in regards to campus redesign, I'd like people to pray that God will really lead that process and that the design that we'll present to them throughout the month of February for a decision in March, that design will be nothing more and nothing less than what God knows this church is going to need to do effective ministry. For the church plant, please continue to pray that God would direct us to a permanent home for the church plant. We're going to launch weekly services this year in the Lowe's Theater because none of the properties we've looked at, and we've looked at over 60 properties extensively, none of them seem to have God's stamp of approval as far as being a wise location, a workable location for the church in the future. So we're starting the regular meetings in the theater. The people there have been very gracious and good to work with us while we'll continue to seek that permanent facility. And that's a big, big decision. We need prayer for that. And then in regards to communications, we want to get God's word out more effectively through more channels than ever before. And we just covet God's leading into where we start, what methodologies and strategies we use. So those are the things people can be praying for. And if I'd add a fourth, I'd say pray that as a church family, we'll have wonderful unity when we make the decision about the campus redesign. I want to see an act scenario where everybody feels this is good to us and to the Holy Spirit.
Yeah. So 18 is going to be a big year, and as you mentioned, the hope, the plan is to have something specific to present to the congregation at the beginning of February, give everybody the month of February to process, digest, ask questions, and then bring it to a congregational vote in March. That's the tentative plan right now. Is that correct?
Well, that is the plan. I mean, it would take a major setback on the designers and the people we've enlisted, but I don't think that's going to occur. They've got their clear marching orders. So, we want to give a full month. There'll be informational meetings, you know, small sessions. We don't want to leave any questions unanswered. Then we'll vote in March, and then we'll begin to ask people to seek God for their piece of that overall financial commitment. And, it's an exciting thing. I remember, John, hearing a story one time of a fellow who was lamenting to his friend. how much his child was costing him. And he said, you know, it was the dentist last week. Then we had to go into the doctor this week. And now they need this for school. And there's this activity fee. And he wants to join this league. And there's so much for the league and for the equipment and for travel expenses. And as he was going on, his friend finally stopped him and say, I really envy you. And he said, what do you mean? He said, my son died 4 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have any expenses with my son, but I would give anything if I had those expenses again. And it was a good reminder to the one dad that he should be thanking God his son is alive and healthy and able to do these things rather than lamenting the cost of them. And that's the same with the church. If you're in a church that never needs to raise capital and stretch its faith and believe God, well, you're probably in a church that's either too comfortable or is on its way to death. Where a church is following God and asking, Lord, what mountain do we take next? There'll always be the need for God's people to rally together financially and prayerfully, and that's a good thing. That's a healthy thing.
Yeah, I heard someone say once, you know, we're conscious of the cost of everything, but not always the value of everything. And I was just bragging on ACAC last night in a class that I drive through one part of town when I'm going to hockey games, and all the churches every night that I drive by are pitch black. But ACAC opens up at 7 in the morning and closes at 10 at night. And I bring groups there to meet who aren't necessarily involved with ACAC, but it's just a tremendous blessing. So we know that what we're doing is should the Lord tarry, is going to last a long, long time. So the value far outweighs any of the cost because of the lives that will be touched and our community will continue to be impacted. So it really is a privilege, and we as a generation, a group of people, get an opportunity to do something that will stand for quite a while under your leadership as well. So that's quite special. Speaking again of 18, any direction on what you're going to be preaching on next year? Any thoughts? Can you give us any idea?
Yeah, well, it'll be the Bible. it'll be God's Word. I guarantee you that. But I haven't solidified it yet. I have several things percolating, and I'm just asking the Lord to help me finalize that. I don't need to have that finalized by January 1 because we always historically devote January teaching to several things. Martin Luther King weekend, we always touch on the biblical mandate to do justice. Sanctity of Life weekend, we touch on the sanctity of life. Launching the new year, I always like to cast vision for what God's doing. So any new endeavor will start in February. I'm contemplating some of the Psalms, not as an entire year, but for a portion of the year, under the title of Songs in the Key of Life, with apologies to Stevie Wonder, because that was one of his album titles. And then I'm looking at several New Testament books, shorter epistles, no 6 years in Matthew as I've done in the past, but some shorter epistles. So it'll probably be two, and at the outside, three different biblical books that I'll be focusing on. But again, that's percolating daily, and the Lord's seldom early, but he's never late.
Yeah, indeed. Well, we'll be praying to that end. And certainly, as we wrap up the year and enter the holidays, we especially want to pray a blessing on your family. We know it's been a year of challenge, a year of transition, and this will be the first holiday without your daughter being absent. So we just pray God will reveal and manifest himself in a very special way to you and to all of yours as you gather together for your holiday celebrations.
Thank you, John. I appreciate that greatly.
Yeah, well, and thank you, and Merry Christmas to you. Happy New Year. We appreciate your leadership. Thank you for the update. I'm going to let you go. I know there are probably ravenous pastors there who want to meet with you now, who have all kinds of demands, and you have to save your energy to deal with them.
Time for 1 o'clock staff meeting, so you know
I remember it well. So, all right, brother. God bless you.
Thank
you,
John.
Time.
God bless you. Bye-bye.
Bye. See you this weekend. Okay, there you have Pastor Rock specifically talking about January, that as we seek the Lord and fast and pray, that God will lead us, lead this design process, that we will have nothing more or nothing less than God's best for the future of Allegheny Center Alliance Church. For the church plant and homestead, he's asking us to pray for a permanent home. We're going to launch weekly in the Lowe's Theater, unless God does something else, which I applaud. I think we need to be meeting, and God will take care of the rest. Also, then he prayed that there will be a tremendous unity where we will experience, as we look at the plans for the buildings and for the future, that it seemed good to the Holy Spirit and to us. And then, of course, I added at the end, we want to be praying for Pastor Rock's family as they enter into this holiday season in a time when they will be missing one of their loved ones, as Shannon went home to be with the Lord earlier this year. So we want to be praying for them as well. And so this is John Stanko signing off. It's been a great year for me personally, for my involvement at ACAC. I look forward to having a role as we go forward next year in communications and in especially communicating the vision for the campus expansion. So wishing you and yours a very Merry Christmas, a happy holiday season, and a happy New Year. We may do a show between Christmas and New Year's, and of course I will let you know if we do. In the meantime, I'll see you this weekend. I'll be there Saturday night for the special weekend presentation, and then my family and I will be there on Christmas weekend. So God bless you. Thanks for listening in. Thanks again to Pastor Rock, and we will talk to you again soon. So long for now.
Thanks again for listening to this edition of Ministry Beat with your host, John Stanko. Join us again soon on the ACAC Internet Radio for more insight into and information about the Expanded Influence Initiative at Allegheny Center Alliance Church. You can also access this show by going online to www.acacreach.com. If you have any questions concerning Expanded Influence or with ideas for future shows, you can write John at john.stanko@acac.net, john.stanko. Thank you, and tell your friends about Ministry Beat.